Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 17 kuzibandlela 2025 ngokipsdube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Kulungiselelwa ukugcotshwa kwamnumzana Donald Trump uba umongameli weMelika okulakho ukuphazanyiswa ngumqando. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu ithi eleZimbabwe lepula ilungelo loluntu okumangalisayo nyakenye. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba umkhosi wokugcotshwa kwamnumzana Donald Trump ngomvulo kuza kwenzelwa phakathi kwedala leCongress hathi phandle njengenhlala yenza ngenxa yomqando. UTrump uthanda kuloba enkundleni yakhe eyeTruth Social ukuthi umkhosi lo uzaqhutshelwa phakathi kweCapitol Hill. Kwake kwenziwa okufanayo kugcotshwa owaba ngumongameli uRonald Reagan ngomnyaka ka-1985. Okwamanje silethulela imbali kaTrump. Umnumzana Donald Trump uza kugcotshwa ngomvulo ukuba ngumongameli weMelika wamajumi amane lasikhombisa 47. Ubuyela kwakhe embusweni okumangalise abantu abaningi kwenzakala phose ngemva kweminyaka elijumi waqala ukuguqula ibandla leRepublican Party ngesikhathi kuxokozela kakhulu kwezombusazwe. Nantu udaba olulotshwe nguTina Trim weVOA. UTrump uthi wakhethwa ngendlela engazake ibonakale kule Melika njalo waphinda wanikwa amandla amakhulu ngabantu beMelika.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
Ngifisa ukubonga abantu bonke beMelika ngokungikhetha kuba ngumongameli wamathuma amane lasikhombisa. Njalo lokuba
ngusukela ngamathuma
amane lanhlanje zange ethele imuli zenu
ujayele ukwenza ukuthi
ngizalwela ukuthi
kube yiwo ohamba phambili
entweni amandla ami wonke ngizalwela ukuthi eleMelika libe lilizwe eliqinileyo elithuthuka kuhle njengalokhu okufiswa yinzalo yezwe leli okuyikho lokhu elikufunayo.
With every breath in my body I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve.
Ubuyela embusweni kukaTrump kuveza ukungancengi umuntu wakhe kukho konke akwenzayo. URus Butner, okuphephandaba leThe New York Post, uyalandisa.
I think what you see is somebody who has incredible confidence in his own intuition.
Lapha. Esibonayo umuntu ozithembayo ocabanga ngendlela ayifunayo.
Intatheli zindaba zeNew York Times uRus Butner loSusan Craig baloba ogwalo olesihloko esithi Lucky Loser oluhlolisisa indlela uTrump ayizikhukhumeza ngayo esithi unothe kakhulu. UButner uyakuchasisa lokhu.
He has not since the early 80s really trusted people who have subject area expertise in almost anything. He will always overrule them to make things the way he wants them to turn out.
Izakhiwo zonke zikaTrump zalotshwa ngamabala amakhulu alombala oligolide okuveza sobala injongo yakhe empilweni. USusan Craig wakubona lokhu.
He was worth $200 million when he would talk in his interview he gave to the New York Times, and that grew to $1 billion when he was talking to 60 Minutes a decade later.
Wireless isinto esifika ezigidi ezingamakhulu amabili 200 million uma ekhuluma kule ngxoxo wake wayenza le New York Times eyaba lesisindo samabhiliyoni wayekhuluma khona kudala kuhlelo lwe 60 minutes.
UTrump watshengisa ukuba yintshantshu ekwenzeni ukuthi athakazelelwe nguZulu njalo lokuthola akofunayo kumabhizimusi. Kodwa ngasese kuningi okwakumkhathaza. Amakhampani akhe avalwa kanengi nengi. Kumakasino waphelelwa imali lakho kwavalwa. waphinda njalo wavuselela umsebenzi wakhe ngokuba ngumlingisi kumabona kude kuhlelo lwe-The Apprentice lapho ayezibambe khona esidukwini.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
UTrump ongaxolisi muntu njalo othanda ukulahla umlomo waxabalisa abantu abaningi elwela uZulu.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Uma ele Mexico lileta abantu lapha, galileti abakhalipileyo, baleta izidakamizwa, ubudlova, abadlungilayo, njalo engxenye labalungileyo.
Engumongameli wakhetha abehluleli abathathu abangena edale le-Supreme Court abagenqula umthetho wokukhitshwa kwezisu. Ekuqaleni komnyaka ka-2020 kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 owanyikinya amandla kaTrump. Wasebenza katalala ukuze kudingwe amajekiseni okuvikela uZulu kumkhuhlane lo. Wakuwabika uba kulabazama ukulungisa umuthi wokuwatsha ama-bleach alakho ukwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegciwane leli. Ngolwezi ngesikhathi kulabantu abafika phose izigidi ezili-19 million ababele igciwane le-COVID-19 labedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 230,000 abasebebulewe ngumkhuhlane lo. Abantu bavotela uJoe Biden kukhetho lukamongameli. Esesukile embusweni, uTrump wabhekana lamacala amaningi okwenza ukuba atholakale elecala kwelinye lawo. Kodwa lokhu kwamenza wathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi njalo waphinda waphepha engozini yokudutshulwa. UPam Smith ohlala e-Evans City esabelweni sePennsylvania ngomunye wabalandeli bakhe.
God has a plan for Trump, and he absolutely was spared for some purpose and reason, and hopefully it's to become the 47th president.
Umlimo lezimiso zikaTrump okuningi kwamceza ngenxa yezizathu ezithize, ngethemba elikhulu kumbe ngokokuthi yabe ngumongameli wamachumi amane lasikhombisa 47.
Ezombusazwe sezaguqulwa nguTrump selokhu wangena kukho. Indoda eyaloba ugwalo olesihloko esithi The Art of the Comeback usephendukile njalo esikhundleni sikamongameli. Udaba lolu lulotshwe nguTina Trim we-VOA.
Umkhangisi kumbe imodeli yaseSlovenia eyaba ngumongameli weMelika, unkosikazi Melania Trump, usebuyela esigodlweni sikamongameli e-White House ngemva kokunqoba komkakhe uDonald Trump yena waqala ukungena embusweni ngo-2016. Intetheli zindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Baltaras Iglesias ulobelo ludaba esiletulelwe nguNtukameli Gomo we-Studio 7.
Abazali bakhe bamupha igama elithi Melania Knavs, kodwa kathesi umhlaba umazi njengoMelania Trump, yena owayengumkamongameli weMelika. Wazalwa ngoMabasa mhla ka-26 ngo-1970 eNovo Mesto kweleSlovenia, elalisaziwa ngokuthi yiYugoslavia. Ekukhuleni kwakhe edolobheni leSevnica, uyise wayethengisa izimota njalo unina esebenza kwenye inkampani ekhiqiza amalembu. Kodwa uNavs wayejabulela kakhulu ezokuceca. Kutsho owayengumngane wakhe besafunda, uMirjana Jelansik.
She also liked designing.
Wayethanda ukuthunga isebenzisa izigqoko ezindala ukwenza ezintsha.
UNavs wamisa izifundo zakhe zokudizayina izigqoko njalo esebenzisa igama elithi Melania Knows. Waqala ukugijimisa umsebenzi wokumodela ezwekazi le-Europe. Ngeminyaka yabo-1990, impumelelo yakhe yamletha kwele-Melika. Kutsho ofundisa e-Ohio University uProfessor Catherine Jellison.
As a fashion model and someone who was often invited
njengemodel eyayibukisa impahla futhi ehlala emenywa emicimbini yezinga laphezulu eNew York, ngokuzwisisa kwami le yiyo indlela ahlangana ngayo loDonald Trump.
Sebechatile uNoz waba nguMelania Trump ngoZibandlela mhla ka 22 ngo 2005. Wazothola indodana yakhe eyiyo yodwa ngomnyaka owalandelayo. Ngalowo mnyaka futhi waba isizalwane seMelika. Impilo kaMelania Trump yaguquka umkakhe eze encintise kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika ngo 2016. Emele ibandla lama Republicans njalo wamncedisa ukukhankasela lolukhetho wethula amazwi alandelayo.
It is wonderful to be here.
Kumnandi ukuba lapha lani namuhla kanye lomyeni wami. Ngiyaziqhenya ngaye.
Umnumzana Donald Trump wafungiswa ukuba ngumongameli weMelika wesi 45 ngoZibandlela 2017. Njengomkamongameli, uMelania Trump wethekelela amazwe omhlaba achiyeneyo waphatheka kunhlelo ezifana lolwe Be Best Campaign, lona olwaluphatha impilakahle yabantwana. Waphatheka njalo kunhlelo zokuvikeleka kwabesifazana ebulenjini be-internet kanye lokulwisana lezidakamizwa. Wayengathandi ukuzibonakalisa njengabanye abafazi babomongameli. Kodwa lanxa kunjalo, abezindaba babehlezi bemfake ilihlo elibukhali. Kutsho uJellison.
Criticized in some quarters for her fashion choices.
Achothozwa ngabanye ngezigqoko zakhe. Abanye bamsola ngokungayihlala eWhite House ekuqaleni kombuso womyeni wakhe. Futhi abanye bachothoza uhlelo lwakhe lwe Be Best Campaign.
Ngemva kokusuka eWhite House, uMelania Trump kazange athande ukuziveza emphakathini. Wayebonakala lapha lalaphaya encedisa umkakhe ukukhankasela ukhetho ngo-2024. Lalapho ekhangisa ugwalo aluloba ngempilo yakhe.
Writing this memoir has been a
ukubhala ugwalo lolu kube into ejule kakhulu kuhambo lwami lwempilo.
Umhlali weWisconsin uAustin Smith wavotela uDonald Trump ngo-2017. Waveza lokho afisa uMelania Trump akwenze engabuyela esigodlweni sikamongameli.
Ngifisa ukumbona eqhuba inhlelo ezijiyeneyo. Uhlelo olusenhlizweni yami kakhulu ngolokupha abantwana ukudla kwemini esikolo.
Ovotela ibandla lamademocrats uJustine Coe ufuna uMelania Trump adlale indima enkulu njengomkamongameli.
Going out and talking to
kumele aphume ayikhulumisana lomphakathi abhode ngelizwe ezazisa ebantwini.
Kodwa umhlaziyi uJellison uthi ubona uMelania Trump eqhubeka njengakuqala engayisuye muntu othanda ukuziveza ebantwini.
Nansi isaziso balale be-Studio 7. Ngomvulo ntambama kusukela ngo-7 p.m. kusiyafika u-9 p.m. sizalethulela ngokugcweleyo ukugcotshwa kukamongameli weMelika omutsha umnumzana Donald Trump. Khongozelani emsakazweni we-Studio 7 lasenkundleni ye-Facebook, emakhasini ethu abalisa i-VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona kanye ne-VOA Studio 7. Sizalethulela udaba lolu njalo ebulenjini kuma-websites ethu kumakheli alandelayo: voandebele.com, voashona.com, naku voazimbabwe.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusilandela njalo ku voandebele WhatsApp channel ukuze lithole izindaba zethu ngokugcweleyo.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Human Rights Watch ithi eZimbabwe lephula ilungelo likazulu okumangalisayo nyakenye. Ithi uhulumende wathwalisa nzima abaphikisayo labanye. Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyakulandula lokhu. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Idale labaphathi ntambo bakahulumende wakwele Israel lithi kulungile ukuba kubekwe phansi izikhali empini ephakathi kwelizwe leli leHamas. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lentatheli zindaba yeCommittee to Protect Journalists ethi intatheli zindaba ezingamajumi phose angamajumi ayisikhombisa 67 zabotshwa nyakenye kuzekazi leAfrika. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizo siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington.
Mhlaka 7 ngozibandlela unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken unqume ukuthi amacala okuhlukuluza abantu ngendlela elobudlova adalwe kweleSudan liqembu leRapid Support Forces kanye lalabo elisebenza labo enyuke afika kuzinga lombhuqazwe igenocide. Mhlaka 15 kumabasa ngo-2023, abebutho leSudanese Armed Forces labeqembu leRapid Support Forces baqala impi elobudlova obedlulise amalawulo esibangele ukuhlupheka kwabantu abanengi yatshiya izizalwane zaseSudan ezedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu aphezu kwayisithupha 638,000 bebhekane lendlala emangalisayo. Abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amathathu 30 million bese simene esibi njalo kwafa inkulungwane lenkulungwane, kutsho uBlinken kumbiko olotshiweyo awethulele abezindaba. Njengokutsho kwakhe ngompalakazi mhlaka 19 ngo-2023 ekhuluma phambi kwe-United Nations Security Council, usuku ngosuku luza lobudlova balo. Ukuhlaselwa kwezibhedlela, imikambo lokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zeziphepheli, ukubulawa kwabantu mahlayana, omama lamantombazana bayahlukuluzwa bedlwengulwa ngendlela ehlasimulisa umzimba. Siqhubeka sibona amacala angavunyelwayo empini lamacala okuhlukumeza umphakathi esenzakala kweleSudan. Iqembu leRapid Support Forces lalapho elisebenza labo baqothula imbokodo lesisekelo bebulala obaba labafana ngitsho lengane bekhangela imihlobo. Babulala njalo omama lamantombazana bekhetha ngemihlobo bebadlwengula, kutsho uBlinken. Izidlova lezi zihlukuluza njalo umphakathi. Abantu abangahlomanga zibulala ngitsho labantu ababalekela impi, futhi zivimba abantu abanengi ukuthola inhlelo ezibaphilisayo. Ngokwenzakalayo konke lokho, sengithethe isinqumo sokuthi iqembu leRapid Support Forces labangane balo badale amacala ombhuqazwe igenocide kweleSudan. Ngendima ayidlale ekuhlukuluzeni abantu baseSudan, iMelika isiyethese izijeziso umkhokheli weRapid Support Forces umnumzana Mohamed Hamdan Daglo Musa, owaziwa njalo ngokuthi nguHemedit. Kulabanye njalo abetheswe izijeziso lezi abagoqela ocalwa ngokuthengela iqembu leRapid Support Forces izikhali kanye lamankampani alobudlelwano laleli qembu aseUnited Arab Emirates. Elemelika alisekeli hlangothi kulimpi, futhi izijeziso elizethese uHemedit leqembu lakhe leRapid Support Forces azitsho ukuthi lisekela iSudanese Armed Forces, kutsho uBlinken. Amacele omabili alecala lokubangela udlakela lokuhlupheka kwabantu beSudan, futhi akula leli lodwa lawo elilungele ukubusa iSudan yakusasa elokuthula. Elemelika lizaqhubeka likhangelisisa amanye amanyathelo okujezisa labo abavuthela limpi behlukuluza abantu baseSudan.
Le imibono kahulumende weMelika. So isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Nyakomutsha Studio 7 salibonani Studio 7 eminyakeni omutsha ziyende sithu sifinyama sikamthwakazi hayi siyabingelela Studio 7 siyaphila thina unkosi yami ngihlala ngikhuluma Studio 7 ngifaka i-record yami liyidlala ke amanye lingadlali le ngicela liyidlale le ngoba ngihlezi ngifika kobulawayo ngifikele erenkini lapha ngidlula ngisiya lapha ngiyabe ngisiya khona mhlawumbe ngihamba ngemngcwabo kodwa namhlanje ngikhona la mpela sengile 3 weeks ngikhona la kobulawayo hayi akusodorobho leli hayi hayi mina ngicala imbuzela umali lakhe inkomo lobelief gawule lo Joseph Chuma ukuthi uma bekhuluma bathini ngedorobho leli elimaqhwaqwaqhwaqa so engathiwa lihawule engathiwa lihawule esiqhwaqa hayi ngicala imbuzele bona mpela Studio 7 libabuze ukuthi bathini ngedorobho libonile sodorobho lokuyingugude zomdlawuzo leyo
Studio 7 linjani izihlobo zami umnyaka omutsha kini lonke mina vele uzangezo jaba ngonyamizonda angasibhathiso angasenziso singamandebele sihawula sivele sizihawulela phinda ngezelela ukuhawula phezu kokunye ukuhawula kumfana lwana angikwazi ukuthi vele ulani sibila lakho usethwala induku njengoJoshua Nkomo uzikhokhela amalahle omtshiri enhlokweni yakhe nale enkulu engasisebenzini
Studio 7 unjani msakazi sibingelele kubalaleli lako
nakini basakazi lapho
libingelele ngungwenu
sitshela
dimandi indoda yaphansi khona leli ubane khona ngalesigabeni sesenbuksi laphaya ibingelele seJohannesburg siyalibuza udaba lukathaba ngulolo luthi uthi amavoti edlulisele phambili akukaze kwenzeka lokhu loba iwuphi umhlaba jikelele uthaba ungahambi khatshana le nto yakhe le sikhathile thina singamandebela kubulawayo ngapha sikhathile siyahlukumezeka Studio 7 kumele kuvotwe ma kunjalo phela kaphume kusizisile angithi nguye wadilizisisisiye xotsho ulokhu uchamisa la ethi yena nguye ulokhu uzeni wakhona sekuya lo doti wakhe lo ozowufaka ebantwini lowezokuthi yena kudluliswa amavoti umnankagwe eqhubeka esesihlalweni kanjani umnankagwe eqhubeka esesihlalweni umele aphume
sanibonani kustudio 7 ngiyathi lo okhulumayo ntwakas protest for change hayi basazizwa iy'nkulumo le y'nkulumanyana osengezo chabango kambe sho ukhona umuntu osamangaliswa ngosengezo chabango usengezo chabango vele anti umuntu wezanu bonke labo chamisa laba ngabantu bezanu lapo ayikho nje into etshintsha lapha kudlalwa ngabantu siyambona lapha nomnankagwa ekhuluma ngike ngafika ema-ofisini awe-ANC nawe-EFF ngisiyakhulumela abantu bakithi ababotshwayo laphaya abantu abathathwa bayejikelwa ngale kwebhoda bagcine sebesidla kuma-dustbin badala kubuhlungu lokho okwenzakalayo lokhu
labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo
linjani balaleli bomsakazo we-Studio 7 sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel e-VOA Ndebele ngena khona manje ku-VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho ama-videos imifanekiso lokunye ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups e-VOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu ulakho njalo ukudinga i-VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho
le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe
it was a Friday my darling was a Friday on 7
Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki siliqembu leZimbabwe elicula umdumo wedisco elizibiza ngokuthi Diva and Lady B eselicula likwele South Africa. Asuzweni umsakazi weStudio 7 weZachisa Sibanda ecula lo Thembi Sibanda ozibiza ngegama lokuthi nguDiva.
Disco owazala ngokuthi splash music uyathandeka kumagama eZimbabwe. Zilo Diva lo Lady B siyalamukela.
Olibingelelayo nguThembi Sibanda, intombi esala esigodini esigabeni seshala. Kwathi ngomnyaka ka-2023 ngahlangana nentombi yakwamadlala abathi ngubona ba record i album yokuqala seza kuyesibili esayenza nobhuti waseBotswana abathi noChisco kumanje sesiyenzile i album yethu esithathu.
Lezi njalo lubizana umculo wenu.
Umculo wethu uyidisco splash. Sinamadlaladi amathathu njengamanje. Obhalayo ingoma ngusisthembi, ezinye zakhona nguboni madlala. Hayi, uboni madlala vele esiningi nguye vele osibhalayo.
Tintayo yini Thembu ukuthi ungene kwezomculo?
UPatricia Majalisa nomama bengimthanda kakhulu. Bengizizwa mpela ezingoma kodwa uPatricia Majalisa ngiwangenza mpela ukuthi ngathi ngafisa ukuthi one day nami mani ngizayenza lento. And uNkulunkulu wangikhokhelela kwenzeka vele. UPatricia Majalisa is the one who inspired me.
Nje Divine Lady B utholakala ngapi?
Xa ngabe ufuna mlandeli omuhle lapho khona uyangena nje ku YouTube ufike ubhale uthi Diva and Lady B. Diva and Lady B. Mafu uvula nje lapho uzowuthola umsebenzi wethu wonke ngaphakathi. Esicelayo ukuthi mawufika ngaphakathi ufike ulike, ufike usubscribe, ufike ukomente, ufike udlale futhi ingoma kancane. Ngokwenza njalo uyamsupportile ngokunjalo. Ama CDs liwathola kithi, ka USBs liwathola futhi kithi. Ngiyabonga.
Bese sehla sichelela sileqembu le Diva and Lady B. Kuhlelo oza, oza Friday. Libe lempela sonto emnandi igama lami Ezra Jesus Bana.
Zazizwa ziyasuka kona ngale siyakubonga kakhulu Ezra Jesus Banda lo Lady D khona ngapho. Ake isikhathi asisavumi namhlanje lingakhohlwa i-live talk iyalandela khona manje. Olivalelisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lingakhohlwa lokungena WhatsApp channel yethu e-VOA Ndebele. Ye kunjalo siyabonga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.